More than 6.3 million travelers expected to use Port Authority airports and bridges and tunnels during Thanksgiving holiday. Plan ahead for heavy traffic, longer wait times at airports. Air travelers should arrive to airports at least 2 to 3 hours prior to departure depending on destination. Anticipate longer waits at TSA security checkpoints. Port Authority, MTA strongly encourage public transit use to airports. Port Authority will suspend non-emergency lane closures at vehicle crossings to accommodate higher volume over Thanksgiving holiday. Path to add service on Thanksgiving, 9th Street and 23 Saint stations will remain open at all hours over holiday weekend. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey announced today that more than 6.3 million air passengers and vehicles are expected to use its airports and vehicular crossings from Wednesday to Monday, November 23 to 28. The agency estimates that approximately 4.1 million vehicles will use its bridges and tunnels over the six-day period, which would be similar to vehicular volume over the same pre-pandemic holiday period in 2019 in keeping with recent traffic trends. To accommodate anticipated significant vehicular volume, all lane closures for non-emergency construction at its crossings are suspended through 5 a.m. Monday, November 28, for the Thanksgiving holiday. More than 2.2 million air passengers are expected to use the agency's airports during the same six-day period, the highest level since the beginning of the pandemic and just slightly more than Thanksgiving 2019 when 2.2 million air travelers used Port Authority's airports. Passenger volume at LaGuardia and Newark Liberty International Airports specifically are expected to eclipse 90% of pre-pandemic levels, with a strong likelihood for longer wait times due to higher passenger volume, ongoing construction and possible staffing shortages at security checkpoints operated by the Transportation Security Administration, TSA. The Port Authority strongly encourages all travelers to plan ahead and allow for additional travel time. All passengers on domestic flights should arrive to the airport at least 2 hours in advance of their departure time, and passengers on international flights should arrive at the airports at least 3 hours in advance of their departure times. Travelers are strongly advised to check the Port Authority's air travel tips for information on preparing for their trips, including how to find real-time wait time information for TSA security lines, information on parking lot availability, AirTrain maps and schedules, directions for public transit or for hire vehicle information. The Port Authority encourages anyone going to the airports to make parking reservations ahead of time or plan to take public transit. Airports and AirTrain. AirTrain JFK Station Terminal 1 and 2 has reopened for regular service following temporary closures due to new Terminal 1 construction. For AirTrain JFK service to Terminals 1 and 2, customers should use the combined AirTrain JFK Station Terminal 1 and 2, formerly Terminal 1 Station. John F. Kennedy International Airport's Green Garage is closed due to new Terminal 1 construction. Parking for Terminals 1 and 2 is available at the Red Garage at Terminal 8. At all hours, free shuttle buses operate between all LaGuardia Airport terminals for passengers and employees making terminal connections. Passengers are encouraged to use the free LaGuardia Link Q70 bus service to and from the airport. To help ease congestion at Newark Liberty International Airport, the Central Terminal Area, CTA, short-term parking is cashless. The change provides more payment options, including contactless payment and designated easy pass lanes on entry and exit. Click here for parking availability and advanced parking reservations. Due to limited parking space during peak travel season, travelers are encouraged to pre-book parking at the three major airports. Click here for airport parking information. Bridges and tunnels. Through 5 a.m. Monday, November 28, non-emergency lane closures are suspended at all Port Authority crossings, including overnight closures related to the Superstorm Sandy Repair and Resiliency Project at the Holland Tunnel, Midtown Bus Terminal and George Washington Bus Station. Customers should check for the most updated trip departure times and itineraries with their individual bus carriers, some of which may be operating on holiday schedules. Path. From Wednesday, November 23, to Monday, November 28, the 9 and 23 street stations will be open overnight. On Thanksgiving, November 24, trains will operate every 15 minutes on the Journal Square to 33 Street line via Hoboken between 7:10 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every 12 minutes between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The Newark to World Trade Center line will operate every 20 minutes between 7:20 a.m. and 11 p.m. On Friday, November 25, trains will operate on a modified schedule as follows. Newark to WTC, every 10 minutes until 9:26 p.m., then every 15 minutes until 11:11 p.m. Hoboken to 33SD, every 10 minutes until 9:22 p.m., then every 15 minutes until 11:07 p.m. Journal Square to 33SD, every 10 minutes until 9:09 p.m., then every 15 minutes until 11:09 p.m. WTC to Hoboken, every 10 minutes until 9:28 p.m., then every 15 minutes until 10:41 p.m. on Saturday, November 26, and Sunday, November 27, trains will operate on their regular weekend schedules. COVID-19 travel restrictions. The Port Authority continues to follow the guidance of the New York State and New Jersey public health authorities with respect to mask mandates at its public transportation facilities. Per current New York and New Jersey public health guidance, masks are no longer required at the agency's New York and New Jersey facilities, but masks are now optional and welcome for all who choose to wear them. Masks also are no longer required on the Interstate PATH system, including stations and platforms. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is a bi-state agency that builds, operates, and maintains many of the most important transportation and trade infrastructure assets in the country. For over a century, the agency's network of major airports, critical bridges, tunnels and bus terminals, a commuter rail line, and the busiest seaport on the East Coast has been among the most vital in the country, transporting hundreds of millions of people and moving essential goods into and out of the region. The Port Authority also owns and manages the 16-acre World Trade Center campus, which today welcomes tens of thousands of office workers and millions of annual visitors. The agency's historic $37 billion 10-year capital plan includes unprecedented transformation of the region's three major airports, LaGuardia, Newark Liberty and JFK, as well as an array of other new and upgraded assets, including the $2 billion renovation of the 90-year-old George Washington Bridge. The Port Authority's annual budget of $8 billion includes no tax revenue from either the states of New York or New Jersey or from the City of New York. The agency raises the necessary funds for the improvement, construction or acquisition of its facilities primarily on its own credit. For more information, visit www.panmunj.gov or check out the Now Arriving blog.